Welcome to this meditation to activate the flow from your sacred heart, the sacred heart flow activation meditation. I'm going to bring you along and help you discover and practice and access whenever you want to. A very simple way for you to come back to your heart, for you to come back into the center of your being, to rebridge heaven and earth through your body and the center of your energy field, which is your heart. So first, you're going to just play around and imagine that every time you inhale, you're bringing your energy back into yourself. Inhaling, and we're not even trying to get it anywhere. We're just bringing it back in, into the field of you. So inhaling, and it's a request. May all the energy I've dispersed around me come back to its source. So it's like just inhaling and just deciding that through the intention you are bringing into your inhale, you're bringing back into you your energy. It's yours. And we're just inhaling, letting it in, and exhale, just letting it just come back into the field and fill up the field. So we're not even trying to breathe from any specific place right now. It's a full body breath, bringing our energy back into us. We're going to start doing this little movement that's very, very fun. I discovered it a couple of years ago. I love it. I want you to imagine that you inhale through your nostrils. And when you do that, you're bringing all the life force around you. You're bringing it up to your crown. And from your crown, you're just letting it fall into your body. Inhaling from the nostrils, bringing in the energy into the crown. It's like a little infusion of crown energy. And exhale, letting it just sink down, down that central line, down the body, down the arms, out of the hands, out of the tip of the fingers, down through the body, the torso, front and back, the hips, down the legs, out of the tip of the toes. And let's just stay at your feet for a second, noticing, letting your feet ground deeper, letting your feet ground deeper. Yeah, imagining you have like nice laser beams coming right out of your heels, connecting you deep, deep, deep. Good. So we want to be, it's super important whenever we're doing very like, you know, kind of trippy, flowy, bringing in high frequencies, energy meditations. We really want to make sure we're deeply grounded in the body because our goal is to bring all this energy into the physical body. So, start bringing your attention to the center of your chest. You know, it's like it doesn't have to be fast. It's not a rush. There's no race. Just recentering yourself into your true center. A really fun way to deepen your grounding in your sacred heart space is to play this little game. We're going to play a little game. It really helps the subconscious kind of click and get it. We're going to imagine that you're standing in front of your sacred heart space. And I say standing in front, but like you're standing right outside of it, let's say. And you're going to put your back to it. And we're going to do one step back into your true center. So just play along. This is like we're helping the subconscious when we do this. So imagining the sacred heart space is there. You're standing right outside of it with your back to it. And you take one step back. It's like a deliberate step back into the sacred heart space. And we're going to do that again. Now with the other foot, you're going to take another step back even deeper into your sacred heart space. And a final and third step back deep in the heart space. One of the main qualities about your sacred heart space, it's a space of silence. It is a silence that is so full. And that's the paradox. The reason there's silence here is because there's no empty space in which to put words. It's not the mind level. So one, two, three steps back, deeper each time into the sacred heart space. And from this deep space inside, I want you to just imagine that you can inhale out of the front and the back of your heart. Inhale and exhale. Inhale from the front and the back of your heart, bringing energy deep into the center where you are standing. And exhale out of the heart. And this time, just for fun, we're going to inhale front and back of the heart. And when it's time to exhale, you're going to exhale through the central line. So from the heart, instead of going out front and back, you're going to go out top and bottom. Yeah, we're going to go into a what I call triple heart connection. It's just such a beautiful process. You can do it in like 3 minutes when you need to. So from the space deep in our heart, become aware of that central line of energy. This central line of energy in your physical body goes from your crown to your root. But that central line of energy, it's a line of light. It keeps going. It goes all the way down into the heart of the earth, and it goes all the way up to the heart of source. It is a triple heart connection. The heart of Gaia, the heart of God, and you, your heart, is the bridge. So just take a moment to become aware of this line of light and how long it is. Feeling that deep connection in the heart of the earth. The earth, it's a fountain of energy. It is always bringing energy up into your body. is what life does. It goes up. So feeling that very natural energy coming up towards your heart. It always is. And at the same time, there's always energy showering down upon you. There's always the energy of God, of Source, an energy that is constantly flowing into you, anchoring you to the heart of God. You're grounded into the heart of Gaia, and you are anchored up into the heart of God. And your heart is where all this plays together. So just take a little moment, like feel that whole line of light. Your heart is the center of that line. And then if you go down, you feel your root chakra and this direct connection all the way down to the heart of Gaia. If you go up from your heart, you go to your crown. And from there, you notice the connection all the way to the heart of God. So that's like 5 points, right? The heart of Gaia, your root chakra. That's 5 points, right? The heart of Gaia, your root chakra, your heart chakra, your crown, and the heart of God. Imagine you can be aware of all that at once. A key teaching I constantly come back on is if there's overwhelm and there's like, I don't know how to do all that at the same time, it's because you're trying to do it with your mind. And that's not what we're doing. Let your consciousness do this work. Your consciousness is able to be absolutely in these five places at once. There's no issue. So once again, if you notice your mind, come back to the heart space, 3 steps back. Get yourself back into the center of your sacred heart space. So your heart, and then just feel that whole line of light, top to bottom. All right, and now to amplify, I want to amplify the flow of the energy in your sacred heart. So we've got these points. You can feel them. We're going to bring this directly into the movement of the triple heart connection so that we can amplify the flow of your sacred heart into all of your body, into all of the fields and subtle bodies. So very simply, when you inhale, you are at once both inhaling energy from the heart of Gaia into your heart and energy from the heart of God into your heart. You always stay centered in your heart, but you extend your consciousness so that you can feel the God and Gaia energies. And when you inhale, you're pulling them in, you're bringing them into your heart. And in the heart, you let them swirl and play and move and, you know, whatever, play peekaboo together, just have fun integrating each other together. And then in your exhale, you send that blend of both of these energies throughout your field. So from the heart chakra, after you've inhaled God and Gaia energy into your heart and allowed them to blend and mix and have fun and activate each other together, you then exhale from your heart like it was a sun. Like it was a sun, and you are exhaling from the core of the sun, and you are exhaling rays in all directions of your body, all directions of your field. So here we go. Inhaling God and Gaia into your heart. Exhaling like rays of a sun, 360 degrees. Spread that blend of God and Gaia energy throughout your field. Every inhale, you bring more God and Gaia energy into your heart. Blend and swirl them. Every exhale, you breathe out and you go a bit further each time. Further, further with your rays each time. Inhaling God and Gaia into your heart. You stay centered in your heart and you exhale, you amplify, you expand. You let these rays find their way through the boundary of your skin, through the boundary of each of the subtle bodies, all the way to the boundary of your aura. Inhaling celestial and terrestrial energies into your heart, bringing them there where they get to play and be together. We put them in relation. Heart chakra is the relationship chakra. We put into relation the earth energies and the divine energies, the terrestrial and celestial, Gaia and God. Inhaling into the center of your sacred heart space. Exhaling, sending this frequency through your field in all directions. Beautiful. And notice. Notice if the mind is blah, blah, blah right now, you know where you are. We catch ourselves and we come back. The mind really wants to participate. And it does because we need it for the visuals and the maintaining the ideas. So just like you would with a child that wants to help you make a meal, you're not going to be like, just get out of the way and let me work. You give it something. You give it something to play with that has a relation to what you're doing. And you remain the presence doing the deeper work. We're not trying to leave the mind behind. We're not trying to reject any part of you. The sacred heart space welcomes everything. Nothing in you is not accepted by your sacred heart space. So if for any reason you notice that there's some mental activity that wants to kick in, give me a nice big inhale of God and Gaia energy into your heart. We're going to blend it. And this time it's a gift. It's just an offering. Send that blend and that energy, that loving, inclusive energy up into the brain, up into the mind. You are not excluded from this process. Beautiful. And I like where this allows me to go now, because I want to give you a little taste of how to work with source energy for direct downloads of discernments, of upgrades to your field. And the way that works with the methodology of the Sacred Heart, of quantum liberation, which is one of the methods I use, is we're going to open the crown chakra. So we've already got this thing going on, right? We're inhaling God and Gaia into our heart. And then we just decided to start bringing it up into the head. So I want you to imagine, bring it up even further, all the way out of the crown. So inhaling God and Gaia into your heart. Exhale, bring that blend right up through your crown. Yes, activating the crown. When our crown chakra gets really activated, it might start feeling like you have pressure around your head, because a fully open crown chakra has a radius that would be about the equivalent of if you literally had a crown on your head. And also the way it would all be on the sides of your, a top part of your skull. That's how it feels when the crown chakra gets really open. So remember, we are always centered in your heart space. That's the home. The heart is the home. That's where you permanently relocate. That's the goal. We come back into our eternal bodies the more and more we relocate into our heart center, which bridges terrestrial and celestial energies. And also we amplify it by pulling up the core star energy, which is another process. You'll get to see more about that as we go along. So, crown chakra open, you hanging out in your home, in your abode. We're still grounded into the earth. Your feet are grounded. We have earth energy that's with us, it's sustaining us and holding us. And now from the heart space, and an open crown, and a grounded body. I want to teach you how to work with source energy like this. The formulation for anything we ask will always be the same. We ask for the highest good and in the best possible way. This formula frees source from having to limit what it could do in us or with us based on what our mind can imagine. So when we say, for the highest good in the best possible way, we're letting source know, I know you know more than I do. And I trust in you. I trust. Just like a very healthy child, that's how they would feel towards their parent. You know, they would look at them and know, I need help with this. I need a bigger perspective. And that's what we do when we do that. In the best possible way, for my highest good, for the highest good, in the best possible way. And I like to add to that formulation, so I embody my highest potential more and more each and every day. So by adding that last part, what I'm doing is that it creates this, like, let's just keep it going. Just keep it going. Just keep it going. So that daily, a little bit more each and every day. So that's my little addition to the for the highest good in the best possible way. So we're just gonna do a couple for fun. So fully open crown. Feel yourself centered in your heart chakra. Open the front and the back of the heart chakra so that every time we do a download, every time I say source, download into us, da, 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 whatever I'm going to say, that source energy comes into the crown, into the heart, and then it just flashes right out of the heart. Remember, your heart is the relational chakra. Your heart is where we need to put the information for it to get sent through and put into relation between all our bodies. And so, here we go. The formulation always starts with source energy. Source energy, amplify our ability to feel the deeper levels of our being. And you're just open, open and ready to receive. Letting source energy just come right into the crown, into your heart. And from there, letting that sacred heart flow, bring it wherever it needs to go in your body, wherever it needs to go in your being. Source energy, amplify our ability to feel the deeper levels of our being. Do this for the highest good and in the best possible way. Just be very receptive. Source energy, please increase our ability to feel our inner eternal light. Wow, for me, I could feel that all the way in the core star. It went straight there. Beautiful. Source energy. For our highest good in the best possible way, in order for us to embody our highest potential, please start our full transition from 10D to 12D. Please help all our systems. And let's just do a discernment for fun. You'll explore more of those in these calls we'll do together, but I'm just giving you a little taste. Source energy, we ask for the discernment, the clear discernment within our bodies. Between 10D and 12D biology. Source energy, please install in us the proper discernment between trying to do processes with our head as opposed to doing them with our being. Okay, I just wanted to give you a little taste of that. Let's come back to the triple heart connection. Inhaling God and Gaia into your heart. Blending them there and exhaling like the rays of a sun in all directions, feeding all of your aura, all of your body. Inhaling deep into the heart. Exhaling, rays of the sun, rays of love that you are sending to all parts of you. Slow, deep breathing, slow, slow. The triple heart connection remains. And now I want you to just feel all snuggled up in your sacred heart space. And just feeling the flow. There is a very specific flow. Inhaling, you're going deeper into the heart. And exhale, you're just like, feeling the flow. Slowing down your breath. There is nothing else to do right now than to breathe in your heart. Yeah, from here you can keep going. You can go really deep from here just by staying in that very slow breathing. Slowly breathing, deepening your ability to be in that sacred heart space. And exhaling, just flowing, flowing this beautiful energy throughout all your body. Keep doing this however long you want to.